I'm WUWM's Susan Bentz. With Election Day practically a heartbeat away, Megan Wolf wants Wisconsin voters to have the information they need to make their vote count. In a press briefing Thursday, the Wisconsin Elections Commission administrator says thousands of people joined the tide of voters opting for mail-in absentee ballots, but haven't returned them yet. Wolf says such voters have several options, but this late in the game, they shouldn't return the ballots by mail.
Now that we're less than 7 days before the election, really voters should be considering sending their ballots back either by delivering them in person to their clerk's office, dropping them off in a drop box, or delivering those ballots to the polls on election day.
If you go with the drop box option, Wolf says it's important to check your jurisdiction's pickup schedule. For example,
in some communities, you might not be able to use a drop box on election day itself. You'll have to go to the polls or to the clerk's office to drop off those ballots.
Voters heading to a polling station on election day might find a member of the Wisconsin National Guard among the workers. Governor Evers announced Thursday approximately 400 guardsmen will be available if needed to staff the polls. Megan Wolf says while municipalities have done well recruiting poll workers, the guard will provide a welcome backup.
So let's say on Monday or on Tuesday morning, a clerk calls and says, I was expecting 3 poll workers, but only 2 people showed up. We need help. We'd be able to call up those guards members in their area, in their county, to come serve in that emergency capacity.
Wolf says guard members helping out will wear civilian clothing. Voters might also find observers at the polls. They're permitted, but they must sign in, wear a badge, and Wolf says heed to the guidance of that particular polling station.
Each polling place is going to have to determine how many voters, how many poll workers, and how many observers can we fit into this space safely.
Wolf has been holding briefings for weeks, keeping the press in the loop as this most unusual of election cycles unfolds. Of course, the question every reporter wants answered is how soon can they report on the outcome of one of the key swing states in this presidential election. Wolf, usually the epitome of measured response, says the process cannot be rushed.
Our job, our number one job, is to make sure that we have an accurate election, an accurate tally. And so they're not going to speed up the process to try to meet some artificial deadline. Those election night results, those declarations made by campaigns and candidates in the media, those are always unofficial predictions. Those are not official results of an election.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.